Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Mended Futures podcast. Today, we have a very special little episode for you. My co-host looks a little different. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Well, maybe they can tell who I am by looking at me, but Santa Claus.
Guys, I don't know how we pulled this off. This is huge. But okay, Allison isn't here because she's on the naughty list.
Oh, yeah.
So you're
I was
going
to talk to her about that.
I know. Yeah. And she knew, so she avoided
it. Oh, she's avoiding it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So how are you feeling?
I'm pretty tired, kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
Need to get back to the North Pole soon and let the reindeer rest a little bit, and I'll get a nice long winter's nap. Yeah. Looking forward to that. But it's been a good year. A great ride the other night.
Good.
Went very well, yeah.
Good. Went smoothly?
It went smoothly. Went into some tough weather in a few places, but went really well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. It was a real strong cookie game this year. The kids really came through. The cookies were great, and that kept me going through the night.
Yes. Cookies are like your protein.
Yes. Keeps me going.
Yeah. How'd Rudolph do?
Rudolph did fine, helped us a lot in those stormy places, but yeah.
Okay, great.
And the reindeer kind of got along very well this year.
Good, yeah, good. Yeah. No quarrels.
No quarrels.
Good. So how do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yeah.
All the houses, one night, all the kids.
The Christmas magic.
The Christmas magic. Yeah, Taylor, that's the question, right? That's the question everybody asks. And I got to tell you, it is a secret. But I enjoy the Christmas movies. Now, at the North Pole, we can't watch them during the Christmas season when everybody else is watching them.
Okay.
But in January, February, we like to watch the Christmas movies and have a good laugh.
It's like a case study.
Yeah. Well, because they're all trying to figure that out, answer that question.
Yeah.
Show how Santa does all that.
Yeah.
You know, some of them, it's a magic bag, and Santa pulls everything out of the bag, and no matter how many times he reaches in, the right thing comes up. It's sort of like that. The movie that I guess came out recently, they have Santa, he has, everything's miniature, and he carries all of that, and then he puts it under the tree, and then he magically brings it. And the elves help a lot, because in that movie, they have elves bringing him, resupplying him in air, kind of like in air refueling.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Not so close.
Something like that, but not quite. But the elves play a big part. They really do.
Yeah.
And so they're not only important in the production, in the preparation, getting everything ready, but also in the delivery system. And so, but that's all I can tell you. It really is magic.
Yeah. Would you be able to tell us what Christmas movie is closest to the real thing?
Better not go there.
What about the newest one, Red One? Is that what it is?
Red One.
Have you seen Red One?
Well, I've seen the trailers. I know a little bit about it. Looking forward to watching that one. Kind of interesting. They have Santa with some biceps, which looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Do you have a favorite nickname that the world calls you between St. Nicholas, Jolly Old St. Nick?
I like them all. They're all kind of fun. I like being called Nick a lot.
Yeah.
Around
makes
the
you feel normal.
Day. Yeah. I'm just Nick.
Just one of the regular people.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure. I really like what you and Allison, what 518 and Vision 30 are doing with this podcast. It really, really touches the heart to hear stories of everyday people and how they're making a difference that's going to go generations in the future. I'm all about generations. And so it's just exciting to hear what you guys are doing.
I appreciate that. Well, that means a lot coming from you, Santa.
Okay, yeah.
As we wrap up, do you have a message for the children of the world?
Actually, I do. Kind of the same message, but just hope you have the greatest time with your family and your friends and enjoying the gifts. But it's not about the gifts. You know, I every once in a while remind people that it's Christmas, not Santa-mas. I enjoy being a part of the fun and a kind of a symbol of the joy and the playfulness. But don't miss the real meaning. It's a day that that we celebrate the greatest gift of all, God giving his son, Jesus Christ, and what that means. You're talking about repairing, mending futures to future generations. That's the most blessed one. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to the Mended Futures podcast, hosted by Allison Jordan and Taylor Melvin, produced by Liam Chafin, Sue England, Allison Jordan, Robert Day, Sully Jugar, and Taylor Melvin. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to like, share, and subscribe to see more.